Welcome back to our fourth Fantasy Hockey Primer episode this week on Dropping the Gloves. Hopefully you're liking it. We're all fantasy hockey players here, and it's a blast to kind of look at the season preview, get ready for the draft, pick your breakouts and your busts and your overrated and underrated. It's a lot of fun, and obviously it's fun to kind of have invested interest in some of these games, especially if you're an East Coast guy. And you know what makes you tune in for a game of Anaheim and Vancouver? It's if you got Pedersen and Quinn Hughes on your team, then you're probably going to watch it or follow those games more closely. So I think it's a great way to really stay in tune with hockey, know what's going on. And if you're having fun with listening to these fantasy hockey episodes, give us a tweet on Twitter. So we've covered center, left wing, and right wing so far. Today we're talking about defense. And we're assuming, again, if you've listened to prior episodes, you know this already, but it's Yahoo rankings. We're assuming it's a one-year league, not a keeper, and it's a standard categories here. And we're going to do an underrated, overrated, and deep sleeper for each position. We've done three already. Now it's on defense. So this one, I actually went a little bit of a different direction with this. Instead of specific players like I've done with other positions, I think everyone outside of a top five defenseman is overrated, or at least everyone else in the top 15 or so. And by top five, I mean Hedman, Carlson, Yossi, Ducky Hamilton, Cale Makar. Those guys are stallions. You can rely on them. Absolutely try to get one of those guys on your team. It's like having a forward back there. Elite across the board, no question, slam dunk. If you can't get one of those guys, I'm going to wait on defense. It's a very, very deep position this year. But there's a drop off after that top tier. Pietrangelo was close. I would probably group him with those guys. You might be just outside, but again, you're not going to be disappointed with Pietrangelo. And then there's other guys at the kind of the rounding out the top 10 to 12 defensemen on Yahoo's rankings. I'm going to let other guys take them. I'm not interested really in Chris Letang, Brent Burns, Morgan Riley, Neil Pionk, Torrey Krug, guys like that. Not where they're being taken. I'm going to wait a little bit if I don't get one of those top guys. And then try to get one or two in that tier of Seth Jones, Zach Werenski, Shea Theodore, Shea Weber. Those are all elite defensemen that are being way underdrafted. They're probably in that maybe 20 to 30 range on Yahoo, but they could arguably be your best defenseman on a championship team. They're that good. I'd rather wait and take those guys in like the eighth round than take Morgan Riley in the fourth round. It's just, I'm going to wait on that for sure. It's a no doubt slam dunk.
Blue Wire Hustle. It's a brand new program where you can host your own podcast at Blue Wire. You can be just like me. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Now, it might not get to Dropping the Gloves level. It might be better. I don't know. Now, here's your chance. As a part of the program, you receive a personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. So many tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher. I don't even know what Stitcher is, but we will get your stuff pushed out there. And the best part is, it's only $15 a month. We pay $15 a month for Blue Wire to do this. So you're going to get the same deal as I do. It's unbelievable. So whether you're just starting from scratch or you have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to level up your sports experience. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/bluewire. Acceptance is limited. They're not just going to take everybody. So you got to have a good idea or a good podcast. So get in there. Check out the description box to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
And then I'm waiting, pretty much skipping over that next group after them. I'm not going to grab a McAvoy, Jeff Petrie, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Ryan Pulock. All good defensemen. I'm not going to be upset about having them on my team. And they're not bust or anything, but I'm not excited about having those guys. Those guys don't entice me. I'm going to skim over, let someone else take them, and wait on defense yet again. which brings me to my underrated, which is pretty much any NHL defenseman outside of a top 25 on Yahoo. So like I said, grab one of those top five, but if you can't get a Hedman or a Josi, wait, there's so many good defensemen, and you can really spend your early picks building a powerhouse offense and grabbing one elite goaltender and a couple of maybe solid backups or alternates there. You can still have a defense that looks something like this. Tyson Barrie, Ryan Ellis, Ryan Suter, Jared Spurgeon. Those are guys, those are good numbers. Tyson Barrie could put up a point per game in Edmonton. We've seen it from him before, from a high-powered offense like Edmonton's. Ryan Ellis, super, super underrated. Ryan Suter, old faithful, reliable back there. Jared Spurgeon, just named the captain of the Minnesota Wild. He puts up double-digit goals every year as a defenseman with some solid periffs. He's super underrated. Or you could have a defense that grabs like Adam Fox, Mark Giordano, Colton Parayko, Jacob Slavin, the captain of the Hurricanes. I mean, all of these guys are being taken around round 15 or later. That's insane. That is insane. If you end up with Tyson Barrie, Adam Fox, Giordano, and Colton Parayko, you'd be like, oh, my defense is nasty. I invested in my defense. They're so good. But you could literally wait until the 12th round and start reaching for those guys. You know what I mean? It's so, I'm telling you, wait on defense. Go out and look at the rankings yourself. There are so many studs stuck back there and hiding in the rankings. If you don't get one of the top five, I'm going to really be happy with any of those guys as my four. Especially if I can mix in a Shea Weber or a Seth Jones in to lead that group. All right. And finally, my deep sleeper is Philip Ronick from the Detroit Red Wings. Now, he posted 31 points last year. That kind of surprised me. 31 points is a solid contribution from a team that really didn't score many goals at all last year. But they retooled their defense, and they got some exciting acquisitions and young talent up front. So Ronick's actually in a really good spot. He's slated for a top pairing on Detroit's defense, and he's going to run the first power play unit and quarterback a group that includes Dylan Larkin, Tyler Bertuzzi, Bobby Ryan, and Anthony Mantha. That group is going to score some goals. That power play is good. It should be as good as really anyone in the league this year. Ronick is going to be right in the middle of that. I expect him to notch up some good solid power play points. And he could quietly give you something like 10 goals and 40 assists with a healthy amount of shots on goals, penalty minutes, and power play points. You know what I mean? Yeah, plus minus could be a killer. But if he's your fifth or sixth defenseman, you'll be fine with that, right? If you're drafting with five defensemen, drop him as your fifth. He's super duper deep right there. He's ranked 48th among D-men, which means Yahoo doesn't expect you to take him at all. If I'm, you know, looking for a home run, swinging for the fences with the last pick of my draft, and I need a fifth defenseman, Ronick is a guy who's I've got circled on my list. He has quiet upside for some solid points contribution. His peripherals aren't too terrible. There's a high upside here if that offense clicks at all, or even that first power play unit. So Philip Ronick is a guy that I really like. And give him a look, unless you're in my league. And that wraps up the defensive position preview for fantasy hockey this year. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm having fun talking about it. I'm trying not to give all my secrets away, but it's fun just to chat fantasy hockey. So hopefully we'll do a lot of that throughout the season. And next, we're going to talk about goalies. So goalies is next. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at @dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind-the-scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.